Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Yeah, what company are you with?
This is a third
I've
party
got a
call.
charge on my, pardon?
This is a third party call center. We do customer service for multiple companies, but I can see if I can pull you up in our system.
Well, I've got two charges on my bank card. I have no idea who this even is.
Okay, I can see if I can pull you up in our system because this is a third party call center.
Okay.
May I have your first and last name?
David Moore, MOHR.
All right, thank you. And may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
Well, it could be one of two, Wisconsin, Arizona. I'll try Arizona.
It's Arizona.
2120 South Silkwood, Mesa, Arizona.
All right, and thank you. So looking at the account that I pulled up, it is showing that a Hype watch was ordered, which is a fitness watch, for the shipping cost
Okay.
of $597. And then it shows a 1 year warranty along with a pair of earbuds for the shipping cost of $1,894. Now, after 14 days, it is a one-time payment for the fitness watch, which is $59.97. And then it's a one-time payment for the earbuds, which is the $54.97 charge as well.
Yeah, they really get you, don't they? Well, I'm not paying it, so whatever. I'm gonna put a stop on it. That wasn't the deal. So anyway, I guess there's nothing you can do about it then, huh?
Now, whenever doing a dispute with your cardholders on the charges, they do also call in to us. We do provide them with the terms conditions that's listed on the website. It does cost a lot of customers to get chargebacks into their banking account or their credit cards accounts. Now, on both of the charges that you do have, I am allowed to do a 35% refund on those two charges.
Yeah. Well, they sure know how to get you, don't they, in the small print that you can't read. So,
I know who the company is.
yeah, who is the company? Hello?
Now it shows that it's from a survey that was taken. Now, when taking those surveys, they do have terms conditions that does inform customers that they would need to cancel within that time. They would need to know after 14 days that they will charge for those products.
In the small print that you can't read. Shut up. I'm talking to her. So anyway, well, I'm not paying it. I'm putting a stop on it at the bank. Whatever they want to do, that's fine, but that's misleading. So whatever.
Okay, yes, sir. Now, the most of a refund that I can issue on this account would be a 50% refund. I can do that for you.
I want it all back because that's misleading, and to me, that's false advertising. That's a bunch of baloney.
Okay, well, hold for just a second, Mr. David. Let me see what else I can do for you, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
So you did a survey to get something free?
Yeah, that's that Home Depot thing I was telling you about. So it costs $5 or something for that shipping for that watch. And there's nothing. And so after 14 days, if you don't cancel it, then it costs both of these. Well, the writing was so small you can't read it anyways.
Okay, thank you for holding for me, Mr. David. I went ahead and
Yes.
refunded those two payments back to you in full, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Okay, yes, sir, and you are more than welcome. Now, you'll get them back within 3 to 5 business days. And then
Okay.
also, if you check your email address that you provided to us, which is DC, your last name,
Yes.
1115 at hotmail.com, if you check that, I did send over refund confirmation emails letting you know that the $54.97 and the $59.97 would be refunded back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your help.
Oh, you are more than welcome, Mr. David. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.